Welcome back to another episode of CEO Podcasts with our fall peer-to-peer. I'm joined today by our amazing CEO, Joy Heath-Rush, as we enter the fall season. Joy, welcome.
Thank you, Bethann. It's always a pleasure.
It's a lot of fun to do these because when we have the fall ones, we've just come out of ILTACON and there's so much to catch back up on. And it's sort of a welcome back into the office or the home office for those of you who are joining us from wherever you may be. So let's start there. Joy, for you, what was your best part of ILTACON?
You know, it's just hard to replace seeing so many people. You know, there are some people, my first ILTACON was 1995. I realize some of our listeners weren't born then. It's okay. But there are people there that I met at my first ILTACON that were there this year. There were people I met the first time. This is fantastic. The second thing is I love seeing what new products and services and companies have emerged in the market that are doing fabulous things. And then I love hearing what our members are doing. You know, it's so many brilliant people in our corporate law departments and law firms and government agency departments. They're doing amazing things with technology and people and process. You know, I went to some great sessions, of course. But it's really about the people and the learning from each other, you know, that happens. It starts in the session and then it continues after in the table talk, after the session is over, at lunch, et cetera, et cetera.
I thought it was really interesting when we came home and we looked at some of the sessions from ILTACON that were in those top 10 attended sessions. And a lot of them this year, you know, you had said very early on that there was nothing about email management for the first time for you in years. Did you see anything interesting in that first top 10 list from either kind of the DMS side, the large language models, and really we had a really awesome session on, you know, female leadership. Anything pop out to you?
Yeah, I was, you know, it just is that the Microsoft technical sessions are always going to be popular. I think, you know, there's so many things we do about leadership and project management, knowledge management, but some of the core IT things we do still draw a lot of people. And Microsoft technology is one of the few things we pretty much all have in common. So I think it's good to reinforce that the interest in that kind of programming is still very high. The second thing is there were a lot of AI sessions, but I don't think it's an accident that the ones that were in that top group had more to do with the vocabulary of AI, because I personally believe that talking with lawyers about AI is one of the most important things that IT professionals need to be doing right now. And then the second thing is that this kind of practical aspect of it, that there are things AI can be doing today. You know, there was a AI-enabled practice. There was one about automating your help desk with AI. That this is not just pie in the sky. This is real tech that has to be treated like real tech. And that there are already case studies we can look at for people that are doing real stuff with real tech in this area. So those were two things I called out. Of course, the leadership topics to me are always fascinating and they have a long shelf life because leadership is something we need to hone our skills on every day. And so I'm always happy to see those. And one of the things that our listeners may not realize is the way that the ILTACON format was set up this year is that in every time block, there was a professional development session. So if there was not a tech session or a process session that applied to you particularly, there was always an option for professional development. And I think that is fantastic.
I think that's why people come to ILTACON, the different types of education that they can get from either the leadership and training side to the technical componentry. We got a lot of feedback that generative AI was the only thing people were talking about. So this obviously is kind of a two-sided issue. It's something that we are going to have to program for, but we also kind of have to program a little bit against it because we want to make sure that the conversation for innovation for tech is moving down that roadmap we've talked about certainly in the summer. So generative AI for you, is that a yay or a nay?
Oh, I think it's an inevitable yay. You know, it's, I remember having this conversation about cloud 7, 8 years ago. It's, why are we dragging our feet? It's inevitable. Let's let's figure out how, not why not, you know, not drag our feet. Now, that doesn't mean that we weren't right to be cautious. And a lot of the organizations that were educating us about caution and risk were doing really great things. But it's different when you go into it with a mindset of, I know that this is inevitable. So what do I need to learn today? How do I need to manage risk? How do I need to iterate? And I think the other thing here is it's also not an all or nothing, in that if you don't feel comfortable using AI in the practice, maybe because your corporate policy forbids it, your outside counsel guidelines don't let you do it, no one says you can't use it in your business. No, as again, I mentioned this session about using AI and chatbots to automate aspects of your help desk. Use those internal business cases to learn everything you can to get really comfortable again with the vocabulary. And this is one of those things I call it the elevator moments, when you can look in the eyes of the lawyer in the elevator when she asks you, is this AI stuff real? And you can say, yes, it is, because we're already doing X. And that A, establishes your credibility and expertise, but B, it shows people that this is not a big, fat, scary, hairy monster. This is a technology. Granted, it's new, it's different, it has implications, but once upon a time, the telephone was a new technology that had implications about how we delivered legal services. The early days of email, faxes, I mean, all these things now that, oh my gosh, that's old technology. Well, once it wasn't. And it all felt pretty transformative at the time that it happened.
You say that after both of us, before we started recording, couldn't figure out where our cell phones were. So the time has certainly marched on.
And given that most of them have it, like they're like tethered to our wrists.
Well, if we're looking at the kind of evolution of the tech conversations, both at ILTACON and then certainly within our member firms and our business partners, as we close toward the winter issue, I always ask you, what are your predictions for the rest of this year and into 2024? Because I don't know that the conversations we're having now, we could have had 5 years ago.
Yeah, I think that one of my predictions, you know, our dear friend Matt Homan always says, the pace of change is faster today than it's ever been, and it'll never be as slow again as it is today. And I think that that is so true. The generative AI conversation is going very quickly to a very nuanced and sophisticated level. People are learning vocabulary like hallucination and what that means. I was reading an article recently that ChatGPT is actually getting stupider because more people are putting more stuff into it that isn't necessarily good data, and it's learning the wrong things. You know, and again, I'm not the expert on ChatGPT, but what I'm saying is the conversation is going to the next level. It's not as what is a large language model. I think that we're going to see a huge acceleration of organizations figuring out how to learn about large language models in the business. And I talked about that, but also in the practice, you know, tools they can use to aim large language models at their own corpus of data. I think the conversations about data, who owns what data and what you can do with it, is going to get, again, progress very rapidly, get nuanced very rapidly. I think the regulatory environment is already volatile outside the United States. I think it's going to get more volatile, not less. And especially for our global organizations, nearly all of our corporations are global. Many of our law firms are global. Need to understand that regulatory landscape and how it impacts what they are doing with large language models and other AI-enabled capabilities. And then I think we will just kind of, my last prediction for the rest of the year, and we saw some of this at ILTACON, there were certainly lots of new companies offering new, you know, especially AI-enabled applications. But a lot of our well-established business partners were rolling out important functionality that employs artificial intelligence. And I think that you're going to see more and more of that. And that's going to, again, progress very, very rapidly.
I think we're at a point where without good ethical walls, without good legislation, the conversation about bad data will just continue. Because again, you've said this, and you've certainly in our conversations, that the only good data you can pull from is good data that's been put in, removed from bias, removed from everything else. So I always agree that you're on the right track, but I think the predictions for 2024 are gonna have to be centered around how do we kind of box it a little bit versus letting it sort of kind of run rather rampant. And I think our business partners are the ones to kind of lead that charge for us.
They certainly are, because they're seeing so many organizations with similar problems and they're solving them in different ways. I mean, I was also struck by on, you know, Monday evening of ILTACON and Tuesday morning, you know, it's always like, what sessions are you hearing about? What sessions are you hearing about? You know, like our hard conversations, DEI session. I heard a lot about that, which doesn't surprise me because it's a very timely topic. But I also heard a lot about the session on APIs, really APIs. I mean, it's super technical, it's super geeky, but it was also about data. Who owns it? Where does it sit? How does it talk? How do we exchange it? How do we rationalize it? It's the conversation that won't go away, and it's only gonna get bigger and bigger and bigger. Because we have more and more data. I was reading, you know, I'm traveling right now, Bethann, as you know, and the hotel where I'm staying has one of those elevators with funny facts, you know, with interesting facts on it. One of the facts was that in 2021, across the world, 319 billion emails were sent a day. And can you guess how many of those have been deleted versus how many are sitting in people's inboxes? I'm as big an offender as anybody, but so the data situation isn't going to shrink. It's going to grow.
Well, I think that's a fantastic place for us to land on as we head into the winter issue. Joy, it has been a very big pleasure. Thank you so much for joining.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. I love doing these, Bethann, with you, and hope to see everybody soon. You know, we've got a few cool things coming up. We've got ILTACON Europe coming up in November. Dawn Hudgens, our Senior VP of Service Delivery, and I were spending the morning today going through our calendar for next year. And there will be some fantastic events, some new events that are coming along. And of course, we have so many great virtual opportunities to connect, as well as it's getting into the season for socials. So look for something near you where ILTANs can connect. And by the way, if you have not participated in our mentor program, those applications will be opening November 1st. It is a fantastic program. Whether you want to be a mentor or mentee, don't miss it. You want to talk about a great way to connect with other ILTANs in a deep and meaningful fashion. So we're always trying to be there for you to help you enhance your career and maybe have a little bit of fun along the way. And so as we head, you know, into the winter, into the holiday season, we wish all of you a wonderful holiday season, all the best, and we look forward to talking with you again in the new year.